Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, August 26, 2013. The first item on the agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. So we'll go to page 2 and items 2 through 4A. Items 4B through 4D. Items 4E and 4F. Items 4G and 4H. Four I and four J, four K and four L, four M through four P, five A through eight A, eight B through nine B. And 9C and 9D. Okay. The next item is discussion and selection of District 5 Council position. I think everyone got a copy of the 21 who actually submitted applications. I know that there were questions on at least 3 to begin with, and I believe that there's an update. There were others who have issues with residency, with voter registration, with other things. So we can discuss those more as we go on. Okay. Any questions on, yeah?
I just wanted to ask a question about the redistricting, where the lines fell prior to redistricting. I mean, are we holding that against people that they got districted from one to another, not counting as the 2 years? I mean, how do we handle that issue?
Councilmember Richens, if I might. Obviously, the lines did move, and Deanne can probably talk to who that impacted and who it didn't. In terms of are they eligible or not, our charter says that they have to be residents of the district for the 2 years immediately preceding turning in their papers. So I think if we had one, for example, that was in a different district that due to redistricting, they are now included in District 5, they have not moved. They haven't moved, they're eligible, I think. In the case law, there's not a lot of case law out there. There's one in Alaska that talks about it, and there's also one in Southern California. That says, you know, in your new district, you're eligible if you haven't moved. Then you have the other example of somebody that starts off in District 5, and then due to redistricting, they're now outside of District 5. That might be a little more challenging because redistricting took effect, I think it was February of 2012. So we're now looking about a year and a half afterwards. If they didn't move back into District 5, there is one case that says, hey, if you move back into the district,
well, if they don't live in the district, they don't live in the district.
Right, they don't live in the district.
Right. I can see them being drawn out. But
so they would be eligible in the new district, but saying that they're eligible in District 5 is more problematic.
Okay. Well, I don't know that it's problematic. I just, how do you, you couldn't because they don't live in the district.
I would agree with you, Mayor.
Okay. But at the end of the day, according to the charter also, the city council is the arbiter of qualified elector, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless challenged.
So we could make a determination.
We can make a determination.
If somebody was a District 1.
And I think we have that issue with
District 5.
Yeah, I think we have that issue with one where someone lived in District 5, the lines were drawn, redrawn, which put him in another district, and that person then moved back into District 5, and the question is they lived in District 5 for 20 years.
Okay.
Would have stayed in District 5, but for our moving the line, they now physically have changed residence and now live in District 5. you know, it would be up to us to decide whether that person meets the two-year residency. And I would find it very, very hard for this council to say, but to disqualify someone from serving either in the district that they moved to or that they live in now or whatever, simply because lines changed and you held that 2 years fast and hard. Because what that would mean is that anybody who didn't change residences, but where the lines change, we would say they would then be ineligible to run in the district they're now in when they never move. That to me is absurd. So it's not this person. It's if coming up to the any other type of thing. If someone was, let's say, in district two, the line changed. They're now in district three. And you'd say, well, you can't participate as a council member from District 3 because we changed the lines on you, and you now have not lived in District 3 for 2 years. I don't think that would go very far. And that's really what we're talking about. So they're where they are simply because we changed the line, except for the situation you brought up, which is if someone doesn't live in the district now, then it's sort of a no-brainer. They can't live in District 2 and say they're going to represent District 5.
Right. Going the other way is one thing.
Yeah.
Run them out of the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
But that's something that if there is that issue, and I think there's only that issue with one, then we can make that decision as a council as to how we define that. Okay. All righty. We'll come back to this because we are going to go into executive session to talk about how to whittle the list from the 21 that applied and. You're not all of those, some of those have never lived and don't even live now in District 5, so they would obviously not be eligible. I think there's at least three that fit that, so there's 18 to start with. How many we are going to interview and how many and then who of those 18 we would invite back for an interview next, not this Thursday, but Thursday the 5th. Okay. Let's go to item 3A, item 3, acknowledge receipt various boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilmember Summer, second from Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports of meetings and conferences attended. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Last Thursday night, Councilmember Summers and I attended the fire graduation for the recruit class of 20-1, which just completed their probationary year. That we have a one-year probationary period now after the firefighters leave the academy, and so we had a very nice ceremony to recognize those graduates, and I want to thank, it's a great regional partnership among many communities, and I want to thank Mesa Fire and Medical for hosting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? All right. As I've said, we will now enter into executive session to discuss this. Have a motion from Councilman Summer, second Councilman Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're now moving to executive session. Thank you for waiting. Just a short little explanation. We had 21 applicants for the open seat in District 5, and that is a very significant number to try and go through a detailed procedure. So the council determined that we would review the applications, which we were provided last Thursday. Council spent the last 3 days reviewing those, and then in executive session, we basically whittled that, determined that we would personally interview four of the applicants. Four of the 21 were disqualified because of residency issues, and so from the 17 that were remaining, we discussed and went through basically came up with a short list, and so we will present those for further action. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion that the four candidates that we will interview are Ms. Kevin Rug, Ms. Kathleen Ron, Ms. Deb Duval, and Mr. David Luna.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. So those four candidates will be invited for interviews on the September 5th, a week from this Thursday. We'll give more details as to exactly how those interviews will take place, and we'll do it in that study session. and then we will make the final determination. As right now, we're scheduled to make the final determination and choice September 12th. Thursday's no later than September 12th. We can make it anytime, okay. Anytime between the 5th and the 12th, but right now we're scheduled to make it on the 12th. Okay? Thank you very much. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Glover, second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.